Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Well, you may have noticed our theme music has changed. We're going to meet the artist behind our new sound. Adrian Gilmore is also known as artist Poor Majesty, creating a sound influenced by his surroundings. I talked with Adrian about his influences in creating the theme music, the progression of instruments used, and how he wants listeners to interpret the show's new sound. You know, you're really no stranger to Cap Radio. I mean, you've performed for our modern music discovery program, Hey Listen, with host Nick Bruner. And that was back, I think, in like 2018. I mean, talk to us about your musician name, Poor Majesty, and what it means.
Okay. Yeah, so I started off, it was just Poor, and it started off as a joke. Because I thought it was funny to go up to myself and introduce myself as Poor, like, hey, how you doing? I'm Poor, just to kind of see what the reaction would be. I've been making music for a while, so I had like quite a few names, and that one kind of just stuck with me. And then I started making a name with it with my group Tribe of Levi, so it stayed. And then, you know, I got to be an adult and, you know, getting more money and better jobs. And so I figured I throw the Majesty on there so that way people would know that, you know, regardless of your economic status, you know, you are royalty and you can make things happen. So that's kind of where the Poor Majesty thing came in.
How do you describe your sound?
I would say it's different. I would say it's different because I can't say it's boom bap, which is probably what some people know me for, is making boom bap rap music, or like political activist music. Lately I've been doing a lot more experimenting with music, and that's kind of how I, you know, got in vain with you guys, is, you know, making instrumental music. But I would just say my sound is different because it doesn't sound like the typical Northern California gangster rap, and it doesn't sound like the New York East Coast sound. Is it's just kind of a mix of the two.
Yeah, and I know you just or recently moved to the Bay Area, which isn't too far, but when you were in Sacramento, what inspired you to create?
Well, I was inspired to create even before Sacramento. I would say my older cousins, they were about maybe 8 to 10 years older than me, and they were rapping. And my other cousin was from Oakland. He came and lived with us for a little while, and that's when I started rapping. So I started making a lot of music that way. And then I was really inspired by groups like Dead Prez or Public Enemy, just because of, you know, all of the plights and the oppression and everything that Black people were going through. I wanted my voice to kind of shed light on things and also combat a lot of the gangster rap stuff and just do something a little different there. So I would say those guys majorly influenced me, like the Coup too from the Bay. Just people coming with something a little more educational, some a little more meaning behind the music. It influenced me.
Yeah, I mean that's pretty awesome. You know, when I think about how we met you, I remember we all met for dinner or a drink or something in Sacramento, going over the theme music and the inspiration for the theme music for Insight. We met you through Nick Bruner, who's our modern music director. How did you first get in contact with Cap Radio Music?
Oh, when I first got in contact with Cap Radio, it was a long time ago. It was with Jeffrey Callison.
Oh, yeah, our first host. That is back in the day.
Yeah, it was with Jeff, and he was a really cool dude. I don't remember how I got in contact with him. Oh, I think it was because of the Sammys. My group Tribe of Levi was nominated for a Sammy, and I think I was doing a solo project. And I'm not sure if I emailed them or they emailed me, but, yeah, that's when it started. And then from there, social media got me in touch with Nick, and then seeing Nick at some shows and just kind of meeting him there and then kind of building a relationship with him, that kind of got me to where I am now with you guys.
Yeah, what we loved was, especially when listening to the instrumental music that Nick had sent over, it was really, we love the progression and that you create with your sound. And now listeners are hearing that with Insight. I guess what goes into creating a theme music for a show as opposed to, you know, obviously just developing music as a musician for yourself?
I think what goes into it is kind of knowing what you guys kind of want. And Nick was like, hey, you know, this song that you did on your previous album, Good God Almighty, it's an instrumental track and it sounds a lot like Fela Kuti kind of rhythmic vibes. You know what I'm saying? A lot of rhythm, a lot of, and mostly that's what it was. It's just a lot of percussion and then some bass and stuff. So I was like, okay, he likes this one. So let me see if I can add on to that, do something new, make it a little fresher and go from there. And you know, I've learned a lot of things from then to now to help advance me as a musician. So I kind of put all the tricks that I knew into that, into the new project, and that's how it came out.
Yeah, when you were actually composing and putting this all together and breaking down the theme music and all the instruments that were on the track, were you visualizing something or where did you find the inspiration to put this all together? Because what I love about it is that there's a great progression and it creates a momentum, but it's also subtle and not overpowering, and it fits really like the variety of conversations that we have on the show.
Yeah, I wanted it to sound like Africans in space. I wanted
I
to
love
kind of,
that.
you know, yeah. So that's what I was going for. A lot of heavy rhythms, a lot of bass, and then I had Brian Latour help me out with melody on the guitar, and we kind of just married the two and went from there. But a lot of it was very African-based rhythms and guitar rhythms. That's what we were going for.
Yeah. You know, you wear many hats. You're not only a musician. I mean, you're an activist, you're a husband, you also have, kind of a 9-to-5 job. I mean, how do these intersections of your life influence your productions, and how do you balance all of these roles?
It's extremely hard, I'll say that. Trying to
There's only
balance
24
between.
hours in the day, right?
I know it's crazy, and it's like getting pulled in so many directions, and sometimes you do miss things, and but just trying to do your best in all of them and explain to the people that you are trying your best helps. I think when I was working with you guys, I was mostly working from home, so I had a lot of time. I was doing banking before, so I'd had a lot an office job, and I was doing a lot of inside stuff that I could kind of, mess around on my computer a little bit or play things and reference things and go back while I was working. So that helps big time. And then just, being with somebody that understands that you are a musician deep down and kind of helps you with that. So shout out to my wife for that. For allowing me to be creative and help, just kind of encouraging me to keep at it. So that helps too, big time.
Yeah, and your father as well. How many kids do you have?
I just have one. I have
One,
a son.
are they musically inclined, or are they taking after you?
Yeah, I was my son. He's Noah. His name's Noah. He's actually a better musician than me.
Really?
Yeah, he's been playing piano for the past like 4 or 5 years, and he's been studying with Brian Latour, who's in Confunction. So those two would get together at least once a week for the past, 4 or 5 years, and he is a beast on the piano now. So he's been producing. He's been, he rapped a little bit too, but I think he's more into the producing. So it's kind of good and nice to see that. He sees what I do and he wants to try to carry that torch, and keep it going.
Do you ever envision collaborating? I would
We
imagine
have.
that. Oh, you have.
Yeah, we've done some things together. Either write a song together or we'll produce a song together. We haven't like put any of this stuff out, but I would eventually like to make a whole project with him because he's a good writer and he's a good producer too, so just want to keep him encouraged in that way.
Yeah, and that just like really just strengthens the relationship that you have as well. And I would imagine kind of deepens that bond too. When I was talking to our producer, Victor, he really likes your song Broadway off the album Dreamer. And that was released back in 2019. And it was about your observations living on Broadway in Sacramento. I lived off Broadway as well. I guess, what are your thoughts on Sacramento and how it's changing and evolving? Had to be the Lord to keep us here this long, huh? My folks strong, we do struggle our whole life. We juggle them lemons that we've been given to whole pies. I own the prize because we
I would say
every day.
the biggest change that I see in Sacramento is a lot of people coming from other areas, and then them themselves realizing that it's a great place to live. I know I live in San Francisco now, but I mean, there's a lot of things I miss about Sacramento, like the culture, as far as it's a great community there. And it could be because I don't really know that many people in San Francisco, but the community in San Francisco, they will back you no matter what. Well, not no matter what, but they will back you. They'll look out for you. They'll encourage you. They'll be there for you to support. They'll promote. And it's just a small knit community that's great. The food there, I would say, is I don't want to say, but the food in there is great. I really miss a lot of the restaurants in Sacramento. So shout out to everybody working in the restaurants in Sacramento, especially Bush. But yeah, that's what I take from it is it's the community that makes Sacramento what it is.
Yeah, hard pressed to have a bad meal in Sacramento. I love the food scene here as well, and all the small businesses and restaurants that are behind that. There's definitely a lot of diversity and culture, and just a lot of good food in
Yeah,
Sacramento. When it came
absolutely.
to the theme music, I forgot to ask this. How many instruments did you use? I know it's percussion heavy, but there's others as well.
Yeah, so there's piano in there, there's guitar in there, there's bass in there, drums, of course, and I think that's it. But and then like a lot of percussion instruments. So, you got congas in there, you got shakers in there. I went to Guitar Center and I bought a lot of those those shakers and the rattlers and just all those little percussion instruments that look like toys. I just purchased a bunch of those and just got to it.
When you sent it off to us, and you kind of, just handed it off, did you have like a feeling of what you wanted us or even listeners to feel when they listened to your music?
I did. I guess when I got done, I wanted Michael Jackson to be proud. I wanted a rhythm that was like very dancey and very hard hitting and but also smooth that you could dance to. And I wanted it to bring culture to the sound. I wanted to bring something like that to Insight. And so I guess that was my plan. I wanted it to be very funky. I wanted it to be rhythmic and kind of a universal sound.
Well, finally, Adrian, musically, what's next for you?
Next, I've been working on an album. Like I've been working on one since the pandemic, so I have a lot of stuff written, and I just need to kind of sit down with it, mold it, figure out what goes where, what doesn't make it, what needs what, and then kind of go from there and put it out. So I have a partner that I'm with in Texas, and he's helping me kind of put things together, helping with rollout and stuff like that. So that's what's next. Another album, hopefully soon.
Well, we're looking forward to it. You have to come back on when it's released.
Oh, absolutely.
Adrian, thank you so much. We love the theme music. Thank you for just, all of the work that you did and the talent that you put behind it and the creativity.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me, Vicky. I really appreciate it.
And that is my conversation with Adrian Gilmore, the artist behind Insight's new theme music. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow. Little paper, cop that heads at Mike's Market, all flavor, signed up for T-ball, filling out the feet waivers. Favorite